What is killing bees? I'm Randy Simon, and this is Earthwise, a look at our changing environment. The declining populations of bees and other pollinators has been a topic of great concern for a number of years. There's not been general agreement on the root cause, and in fact, it appears as though there are multiple causes at play. The greatest controversy surrounds the issue of whether pesticides are the biggest problem or whether colony attackers such as mites, viruses, and other pathogens are dominant. Continuing studies have certainly not resolved the issue, but instead demonstrate that both causes are present and significant. A multi-year study by researchers at the University of Maryland observed the increasing prevalence of chronic bee paralysis, as well as the incidence of multiple other stressors plaguing bee colony health. There's no question that infestations of viruses and parasites are having a major impact on bees. With regard to pesticides, there's been much said about the effects of neonicotinoid pesticides on bee health. Proponents of neonicotinoid use claim that experiments on bees were based on high, non-field-relevant doses of neonicotinoids and were carried out under artificial laboratory conditions. A new study in Germany has shown that neonicotinoids in low and field-relevant concentrations reduce the concentration of a key chemical in the royal jelly or larval food secreted by nurse bees and jeopardize the normal development of bee larvae. This new discovery demonstrates a key hazard to bee populations from these pesticides, even in very low concentrations. The truth is that there are a number of things that are threatening bees and other pollinators. These insects are crucial to agriculture, and it is essential that we take steps to reduce the impact of whatever things that are under our control. For more information on this topic and other environmental news, visit us at earthwiseradio.org or find us on Facebook. Earthwise is a production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio.